And the ladies as well, I mentioned her a few moments ago. Ciara Grant, unfortunately, losing out in the cup final, but she got herself a medal and she played at the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah, and I suppose Ciara Grant as well. She won an FAA Cup with Rahini, I think it was in 2013, and she's been a regular feature now in international teams as well. And great to see a young girl from Letterkenny, you know, because I suppose in Donegal she's had to move on and she's really progressed her own game, and great to see her at the top of the game as well.
Yeah, and we mentioned as well about all these school boys teams and how well Donegal is represented in it, and you mentioned Ollie Horgan, and every time we see an underage sheet come out, Chris, there's always a new name appearing from somebody in Donegal that's either a defence or an attack midfielder. It's always there.
Yeah, Donegal has great representation on these international teams, and even at inter-pros level, at the schoolboys inter-pros, we've been doing really well in the last few years in Donegal, and it's great to see. And even those individuals who are going and maybe not being part of the teams, but they're going and they're getting the experience of being part of squads and going away to these international weeks. And you know, there was a couple of lads there from Inishowen recently. They were out in Poland for a week, been in that environment for a week, and it's a professional environment that they're in for a week. They're coming back into their clubs with that. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Still to come on a review of the year, we will be looking at the Gaelic Games front, where it's certainly been a busy year, including the Termin Ladies, who won a senior All-Ireland title. But just before we take a commercial break, we might maybe look at some of the other sports, the likes of badminton, cycling, hockey and rugby. We'll go to cycling. Philip Dagenham doing very, very well for Team Sky.
Yeah, he was. He went to the Australia Tour, finished 45th overall there. A big year for Philip, and he was back in Letterkenny not so long ago. Again, somebody who has instilled a real interest in the sport. Cycling's another sport that's had a huge growth in recent times. And I suppose, given the age that he's at, it's a little bit of a make or break now. Can he get the Tour de France? Because that is the ultimate goal. And fingers crossed, if things go well in the early part of the year, he could well figure
and
in
stay
that.
Stay injury free, which is key. On the rugby front, Ireland got as far as the World Cup semi-finals. Two Donegal girls part of the team, Dermot.
Yeah, a big year for Irish rugby on the women's front, and we have Nora Stapleton and Larissa Muldoon, the Donegal connection with that team. Unfortunately, didn't have a chance to repeat the success of 2013 as far as the Six Nations went, but they were at the World Cup in the rugby, got all the way to the last four. Well beaten by England, unfortunately, but they did record that famous historic victory over the All Blacks, which was one of the sporting highlights of the year as well.
Yeah, unfortunately just losing out in the semi-final. When you mentioned badminton and Donegal, straight away the name that comes to mind, Chloe McGee, Chris.
Yeah, I suppose you mentioned badminton, Donegal, you look no further than the McGee house in her foe. Chloe, I suppose now her attention in 2015 is going to turn to qualifying for the 2016 Olympics. And now significantly, she's competing in the mixed doubles with her brother Sam. They won gold in the mixed doubles out in the Greece Open back in May, and they're really progressing now, and they're sort of on the brink now of making it into the top. I think it's 16 who'll qualify for the Olympics, and you know, wouldn't that be a great story to have a brother and sister from Donegal going to the Olympics? Chloe's already been in two, and recently the two of them, and along with their niece Rachel Dara, 16-year-old, also up and coming, qualifying for the European Team Championships, which is in Belgium next February. So again, their curve on the rise all the time.
We'll stay in Rafal. The hockey club, I think it was an international cap this year for one of the members of Rafal, Chris.
James Carey from Stranorler, he'd played with Rafal, then moved to Belfast and Stonians, and certainly made his mark and became the first player from Donegal to get a call-up and got a cap for the senior Irish men's hockey team. So a really big achievement.
It certainly was. Right, time for a commercial break. We'll have more on a review of the year at the other end of these. And you're welcome back to the final quarter of Highland Radio Saturday Sport, the final Saturday Sport of 2014, and we're recapping over the last 12 months. In our next section, we're going to talk Gaelic Games, and there was, of course, a lot of joy and a lot of disappointment as well. We've been following the Donegal seniors and minors throughout the year, and what a summer it was for Donegal Gaelic football. I know there was the disappointment on All-Ireland final day, but the journey to that was quite epic, Chris McNulty.
Yeah, it was absolutely magical. After 2013, like, there was a worry from us all that the music had died and the party was over. And even after the league this year, when we were beaten so comprehensively by Monaghan in the Division 2 final, I think we were all going into Celtic Park with a wee bit of trepidation and worrying what Brian McIver was coming with, because they had such a good campaign in Division 1. But really, from that day and Derry, and probably one of the most defining moments of the championship was midway through the second half. Donegal got a sideline ball just in front of the Donegal bench, and Michael Murphy went to kick it short, and Jim McGuinness came out and sort of bent Murphy's ear. He stuck it over the bar with the outside of the right boot, and you know, it was just one of those standout moments from that day and area. And from there, we kicked on, retained the Ulster Championship. A day McGuinness reckoned was the best of his tenure at the time.
Yeah. We've seen the emotion afterwards.
Like, it was raw emotion. Yeah. You know, it was just his expression that day when he went to Paul McGonigal at the final whistle was amazing. Just scraped by Armagh, I suppose, in the quarter final, and nobody really gave us a chance against the Dubs. But that day, August 31st, I think, even in comparison with the day we won the All-Ireland 2 years ago, as strange as that may sound, is probably the best day, given the odds were so stacked against us, and how we so just absolutely wiped the floor with Dublin that day in the second half. It was amazing, just I suppose, to be there and look over at Hull 16 and them just in total shock. And strangely, none of them were leaving, because they were so in awe of Donegal that day, and everything the likes of Ryan McHugh touched that day was just turning to gold. And I suppose, unfortunately, it didn't work out in the final, and we suffered double disappointment. But you know, what great memories we have again from 2014 and Jim McGuinness.
Yeah, good memories as well for Declan Boner and the Miners, lifting the Minor title. We had that double success and that day in July, and going as well to the All-Ireland final. There was disappointment there, but what Declan Boner done with that young group of players to take them that far and beat the Dubs as well in Croke Park, Chairman.
Yeah, that Donegal Minor team won the Ulster Minor League before the championship started, so they laid down a marker for 2014. They beat Derry, a Derry team who put out a weekend team in the Minor League, if memory serves me right. So I think going into that game, we weren't too sure how the Miners would do, but they came through that one. They beat Antrim, they beat Armagh in the Ulster final, and that was their first Ulster Minor title in something like 8 years. 2006 was their last time to win it, so again, another benchmark. They beat Roscommon in the quarter final, beat Dublin by a point in the semi final, and then unfortunately losing out to Kerry in the final. Now, that was a day, you know, you talk about the victory over Dublin and the senior teams won against Monaghan in the Ulster final, the raw emotion, the delight among the players and supporters. But then we experienced the low of losing the All-Ireland final at both minor and senior level. And
we all thought that day we're going to get one. We'll have at least one maybe coming back down the road.
Well, my memory of that day is, I mean, I was working at the game that day as well in the press area, and I was tasked with getting after-match reaction from both the minor camps and the senior camps. The minors were in tears coming off the pitch. It was the strangest experience, that, you know, young lads coming off, and you wanted to put your arm around them and give them a hug, you know, because it was a day of a just huge disappointment for them. The seniors then coming out after their defeat by Kerry, and you wondered even would they speak to you, because you're trying to get after match reaction. You've got space to fill in the newspaper and airtime as well, and a few of them did come out, and you know, one by one they did speak, reluctantly it must be said, but in fairness to them, they spoke. They gave us what we needed, and one of the last men out that day was Michael Murphy, and I happened to be closest to him as he came out, and I put the recorder in front of him, and it took him a while even to get the words out. He took me by surprise how gutted he was. It, you know, and people wonder about how defeats affect players. And Michael Murphy, the team captain for Donegal that day, he didn't even have to say anything. It was in his face, and he just was gutted. And he said a few words, but a few words it was, and off he went onto the team bus.
Yeah. About how gutted, and I suppose what it took out of him, that defeat. But that defeat's there. They've experienced. And Chris Ashmore, is that the sort of thing now they're going to use to drive on for next year?
Well, yeah, it can work both ways sometimes. I mean, we talk about after the first All-Ireland success, when you're at the top, to win something is obviously a huge achievement, and to have the hunger there and to do it again the second time can sometimes be every bit as hard. And it's so competitive, even to get out of Ulster, you know, it's certainly not going to be easy. But, you know, they'll be back training very shortly, McKenna Cup, and there's not much of a break, and once it starts again, it's all systems go.
But one thing we do know is what Jim McGuinness done in his four summers here with Donegal, his 4 year term, and what Declan Boner done with the Miners. Donegal football is in a very strong position at the moment.
Yeah, which I suppose is the big encouraging thing now, looking into the Rory Gallagher era, where when Jim took over, we were on the floor, we were also runs, we were sometimes not even running, you know, but now we're among the elite in Gaelic football. And just, I suppose, reading a passage from Roy Keane's autobiography recently where he was talking about the different dressing rooms he's been in, and he talks about the most important thing in any dressing room are the players. And what Rory Gallagher is going into now is a dressing room of winners and a dressing room of players who have now prided themselves at being at the top level and being there and being competitive. And, you know, I don't think there's going to be too many retirements from this Donegal camp, which would be significant. And it certainly does give us hope going forward. But, you know, as we all know, it's a long way to the third Sunday in September again.
It is, yep. At club level, we've got All-Ireland senior champions in the form of the Termon Ladies under the guidance of Francie Friel. That was a mammoth journey for them. And they went in against Mourne Abbey, and they would have been underdogs because Cork football is very, very strong. But that second half performance to turn it around the way they did, and the way Geraldine McLaughlin took her 3-8 as well, Chris.
Yes, I mean, what a year for Geraldine McLaughlin. So many games, Termon found themselves actually in a little bit of bother at half time, and she was always the one who was able to answer the call and regularly amassed quite staggering points tallies. And, you know, Francie Friel spoke about at the beginning of the year, they sat down and they said to themselves, you know, if we really train hard and dedicate ourselves to it, we can do something this year. And the commitment of all those girls in there is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. People coming back from Scotland and from all over Ireland. And, you know, it's, you have to really give them every bit of credit that they deserve. And Maureen O'Donnell maybe calling it a day afterwards. And, you know, for those players, you know, it may never happen again. An All-Ireland title coming back, fantastic.
Yeah, it certainly was a brilliant achievement by the girls. And you mentioned commitment, what they put in. The effort that they were putting in was like what you would do at county level. So yeah, for the size of the wee club and the effort that they put in and the cost all around it as well.
Yeah, and like Chris touched on it there, like, you know, you get club teams around Donegal that are maybe, you know, they're telling us week on week that, you know, such and such is missing because he's in Galway or he's in Dublin or he's wherever. You know, you look at Olive McCafferty coming back every week from Edinburgh and Roisin McCafferty coming back from Coventry. Last year in 2013, Roisin Friel commuted for games from Belgium. I mean, the commitment of those girls, like, they really just devoted their lives in the last couple of years to this. And I suppose, you know, every sport, you know, we'll talk about big performances on the big day, and Geraldine McLaughlin really saving the best wine for last. 3-8 in All-Ireland final, it really is the stuff of dreams.
Yeah, three teams, Donegal Seniors, Donegal Minors and Termon Ladies in All-Ireland finals. You wonder who's going to win Team of the Year at the Sports Star Awards in January. I mean, it just shows the success there. It's not an easy call to make. And I mean, Geraldine McLaughlin, will she be Sports Star of the Year? Yeah. I mean, she's certainly going to be in the running.
She certainly will. Another club action, we've had a couple of Donegal teams that got as far as finals. One Donegal team, Oris, into the junior finals. St Union's are back as kingpins in the county once again. And they lost out in the provincial semi-final. Alex Oma and Slach Neil in the provincial final, they were all involved as well. And Clohanilly, they were nearly out every day playing matches, the way things had panned out. But they were intermediate champions in the county too.
Yeah, and I suppose the big disappointment for St Union's was maybe that they were just week on week, and it came, probably just took too much out of them when it came to Oma. Like, Oma had maybe one game in that 7-week period where Union's were out week on week. But Maxi Curran's first year, he's taken Dr. Maguire back to Letterkenny. And the big thing for St Union's again has been the performances of those veterans, the Rory Kavanagh, John Harn, Conal Dunn, Kevin Rafferty, really, really leading the ship and steering them over the line. You know, when the going got tough for St Union's, it was those boys that Maxi was looking to, and by God, they delivered. Clohanilly, similarly, you know, I mean, the two games in 24 hours one weekend, they won an intermediate championship. You know, 9 teams out of 10 would forget about Ulster at that, but no, Clohanilly got back on the horse and they won the following day. And Oris has run to the Ulster final. You know, Danny Kelly was talking to us during the run and saying, you know, nobody knew where Clonmany or where Oris was, but by God, we'll show them. And yeah, come the Ulster Junior Final, people in Ulster really did know where Oris was.
And the hurling front as well, promotion,
yep,
for Donegal.
Great, up to Division 2B next season. The hurlers really going from strength to strength. The last three or four seasons, not only have they done very well in the league, but, as Chris will know also, that you know, there's players coming through that wouldn't have happened before, that we've got good guys from several clubs as well. It's not just the old Burton Setanta domination that was there for so long.
Yeah, that's probably the big thing in Donegal hurling at the moment, is the spread of players, where there's now maybe five or six clubs who are well represented, and it isn't just that old duopoly of Burton Setanta anymore, which also makes for more competitive club hurling as well, which can only improve the game.
And off the pitch as well, I think first time ever they've got a Donegal hurling committee within the county. So the progress that's been made on the pitch is mirrored with what's happening off the pitch too.
Listen, guys, we've only got about a minute or so left. Donegal's only cricket club, Chris, you follow the St Johnstone boys?
Yeah, I suppose another club that's close to my heart. They won the championship this year and back in the top flight again, and great work at underage level going on down there. Ryan Macbeth getting an Irish call-up, so you know, a young fella from St Johnstone to be getting an international call-up, something to be very proud of, and hopefully the boys can kick on next year.
Yeah, and the PDC Darts World Championship is on at the moment. Dara Gurney of Derry actually lost to Ronnie Baxter in the first round proper this afternoon, but Chris, there was success once again for a Donegal team earlier in the year.
Yeah, the Donegal Darts team crowned All-Ireland champions, making a habit of it, so well done to them. And I think, Oisín, just rounding things off, when we have a discussion like this, it just shows what a great county this is for sport.
It certainly does. We could go another hour, so we could. But anyway, Chris Ashmore, Chris McNulty and Jeremy Doherty, many thanks for coming in and giving us your thoughts and recapping on 2014.